This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 40,000 drivers have received warnings for weaving in and out of highway express lanes on I-25 and C-470 around Denver. Colorado Department of Transportation officials say those warnings didn't carry financial penalties, but that changed yesterday. Fines for crossing solid white lines into the express lanes will start at $75 and go up from there. CDOT says about 90% of drivers who were sent warnings had Colorado license plates. Yesterday also marked some new driving rules for Colorado's roundabouts. A new traffic law says drivers must let trucks, buses, emergency vehicles, and large RVs go first, no matter what. In all other cases, drivers inside the roundabout get right of way. Moving to pedestrian issues, a proposed bill would use a new heavy vehicle fee to raise money for pedestrian safety infrastructure projects. Research shows heavier vehicles are more dangerous when they hit walkers or bikers, so some people argue the vehicles should contribute more to keep pedestrians safe. But bill sponsor Senator Lisa Cutter says the funding mechanism may change.
I don't know that that's going to be the way that we'll structure the fees, but it is true that bigger, heavier vehicles do cause more deaths, and so we're just looking at various means of working that through.
Last year, a record-breaking 115 pedestrians were killed in Colorado. An interim legislative committee will consider the bill tomorrow. A woman died while in custody at the Denver Downtown Detention Center on Saturday night. The Denver Sheriff's Department has not confirmed the detainee's identity. A sheriff's office spokesperson said the woman was discovered as non-responsive in what they described as a housing unit. Officials did not confirm where the woman was pronounced dead. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.